Hello, and welcome to Mr. Mar's History Podcast. Google Mr. Mar History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing the process of selling slaves during the Atlantic slave trade. The life of a slave began once they were kidnapped in Africa, and then were taken on a journey known as the Middle Passage from Africa to the Americas. Once they arrived into the Americas, it was then time for them to be sold to the people that would be their owners, potentially for the rest of their lives. Before the Africans would be sold, there were various steps taken to prepare them for sale and to maximise the price that each would fetch. The Africans would be cleaned to make them look healthy, and sometimes even have grey hairs dyed to hide their age, making them seem younger than they were. Younger slaves inevitably attracted a higher price than older ones. Slaves that had been punished, including whipping, during the Atlantic journey, might still have scars and marks. This would put off buyers potentially, as the slave may seem someone that would be rebellious and not a good worker. As such, sellers would try and cover up these marks, often by using oil and other materials to do so. Sometimes before slaves were sold, they would be advertised. Posters would be put up around towns, giving the date and time of sales, and also describing some of the slaves for sale, including skills that they had. Before a slave was sold, buyers would inspect them. This was a similar process to when someone buys cattle. The Africans might have their teeth checked and also be touched and prodded to check how fit and healthy that they seemed. Slaves were sold in two main ways. There was the scramble, where slaves would be sold at a fixed price and buyers would take as many as they wanted. And then there was the auction, where slaves would be sold to the highest bidder. Auctions were the most common type of slave sale. Slave sales often resulted in families being split up. Although mothers were supposed to be allowed to keep their children until they reached a certain age, often only one member of the family would be bought, and they might never see each other again. Sometimes slaves would be branded after being bought. This meant that their owner's initials or symbol were burned into the slave's skin. This was to stop them running away, meaning that they could be easily returned if found when doing so. After slaves had been purchased, they were taken to the owner's place of business, often wearing chains. In the Caribbean, slaves most commonly worked on plantations. However, other slaves worked in places such as mines and factories.